Good morning. Today is August the 4th, 2026, Tuesday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
If you will, open with me in the New Testament Bible to the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 6. We'd like to share just a few verses with you if I can, beginning in verse number 9. The text reads, "But, beloved, we are convinced of better things concerning you and things that accompany salvation, though we are speaking in this way, for God is not unjust so as to forget your work and the love with which you have shown towards his name in having ministered and in still ministering to the saints. And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence so as to realize the full assurance of hope until the end, so that you will not be sluggish, but imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. For when God made the promise to Abraham, since he could not swear by no one greater, he swore by himself, saying, 'I will surely bless you, and I will surely multiply you.'" And in verse 15, "And so, having patiently waited, he obtained the promise." May God bless this morning the reading of his word. Beloved, this morning we glean an understanding from the Hebrew writer out of verse 9 as it begins, as speaking of the better things concerning you and the things that accompany the salvation. "For God is not unjust so as to forget your work and the love with which you have shown towards his name in ministering and having ministered and still ministering to the saints." You know, beloved, every day in our life, your life, my life, and the lives of us today that call ourselves believers, that are Christians under the shed blood of Jesus Christ, we need to be fervent about ministering the gospel message. We need to be sure that each and every day of our life, we never hesitate in the offering and the opportunity to share the truth and the gospel. We need to be confident, and we need to have the assurance that God's word and the power of the Holy Spirit presents unto you and I today as believers as to the sureness of God's word in ministering to saints the word teaches. Verse 11, it says, "And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence so as to realize the full assurance of hope until the end." You know, if there's one thing that I notice quite often in Christians, especially the older ones that I share with and minister in some of the assisted care living homes and maybe some of the areas of this ministry that God's called me into, I notice quickly sometimes that many of them speak and many of them say to me, "You know, I'm just ready to go home. I'm just tired of things of this world. I'm tired of feeling bad each day, and I'm just tired of all these things that are coming against me as a minister, and my role surely as a friend to these people and one to support and encourage them is to try to lift them up and share with them the purpose and the real understanding of why they're here, why you and I, beloved, today are still here in this world, why God continues to bless us, how and why God continues to provide the hope, the blessed hope that we have, as in verse 11 speaks of the full assurance of hope until the end. You know, out of verse 12, it speaks, "so that you will not be sluggish, but imitators of who through faith and patience inherit the promises." Sluggish, being slow about responding, being slow about taking action upon the will that God has for you and I in our lives every day. You know, in verse 13, he continues to speak, "For when God made the promise to Abraham, since he could not swear by no one greater, he swore by himself, saying, 'I will surely bless you, and I will surely multiply you.' And so, having patiently waited, he obtained the promise." You know, in my life today, I surely desire to be one day in the presence of the Lord God, so that I can know that I can hear those words spoken unto me at the point that I stand before my Lord and my Savior Jesus Christ and hear those words, "Welcome to heaven, thou good and thou faithful servant." Before the Lord calls me home, I and you today need to be diligent to do exactly what God's called us to do and not be sluggish, not be hesitant in anything that we feel like that God calls us to do, but rather seek God in his fullness, seek God for his will, seek the Lord Jesus for his understanding in our life so that we can have that blessed hope, so that we can have that assurance, so we can surely, beloved, have that peace in our hearts when we stand before the Lord God one day, knowing that our life has been lived well and knowing that the role and the will and the ministering that we've done upon other saints and how we've shared in our witness and how we have lived our lives is in a way to glorify, bless, and praise the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. May we be faithful. I would ask this morning, if you will, just to bow your heads with me for just a few moments of prayer. Father, today we're so thankful and we're so humbled and blessed, God, just to be in your presence. Father, I do thank you, Father, with a humbled heart this morning, thanking you, Father, for the privilege and for the opportunity, Lord Jesus, that you provide us so we can open your word, we can teach, we can share, we can pray together, God, and we can lift up the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, just as this Hebrew writer has written, God, may we today glean a keen understanding, Father, in knowing that we can have the diligence, God, that's spoken. We can have the full assurance, Lord God, and the blessed hope until the very end, God, when you call us home. May we be faithful today in our lives, Father. Lord, we know of our own we cannot accomplish this. Lord, we know without you today that we all will fail, we'll all stumble, God. It will never reach the high mark, God, that you've called for each of us to meet as Christians, as believers today, as your children, Father. And Lord, please today, Lord God, we ask of you today to allow yourself to be patient with us. Father, allow us to obtain that blessed promise, that blessed hope, Lord God, that today we need so fervently and we need so desperately, God, in our families. We need our communities, God. We need around our nation, Father, and surely, God, today we need down deep inside of our heart and our soul of each and every one of us that call upon your name. Father, I would ask you today to bless those as well today that are in the hospitals, those that we know, Father, that are sick and shut in. God, we know of many, Father, that have just had surgeries and that are recovering. God, we ask you today to continue to work in their rehabilitation. May you continue to work in their lives, Father. Continue to uplift and encourage each one of them in a very special and a very intimate way, God. May they feel your presence, God, in everything that they do, in every situation that they find themselves in. Father, I would pray today for those in our nation, our leaders, God, and all the discernment, God, that they need to rule our nation. God, may this be a nation, Father, that lifts up and blesses your precious name is my deepest prayer. God, may we draw our strength from you today, Father, as a nation, as a people, Father, surely as a family, Lord, and individually, God, as we, as your children today, Father, need. Father, I would ask you today to bless all the listeners this broadcast. May you put your hands around each and every one of them in a mighty and a special way, Father. Lord, may they feel your touch. May they feel your love, your peace, and your grace, God, that only you can bestow upon them. Father, I thank you so much for the ones that pray for this ministry daily. Lord God, I would just ask you to allow us to be faithful, God, to pray for them, pray for the needs, pray for the calling, God, that you place in our lives each and every day. And Father, surely may until the day that you call each of us home, God, may we be faithful to that promise, God, that you've given us. May we be faithful, Father, to that calling, God, that you placed upon our heart and our soul. And Father, today may we always honor and bless your precious name. For today we come and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.